Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Plastics are a problem for the landfill, for our lakes and rivers, and for the planet. Stephanie Arney is a conservationist, explorer, and founder of the Creative Animal Foundation, and she's joining us today to talk about the problem with plastics and about inspiring and creative solutions coming from some unexpected places. Stephanie, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Plastics are a problem, and more people are tuning into this. Where do you want to begin? Because there was a time, you know, if we talk about trades and tariff wars with China, that China was taking some of this plastic stuff off our hands. Not so anymore.
Not so anymore. That is true. So now, you know, we as Americans only recycle less than 5% of our plastics anyways. And I think that would be very shocking for a lot of people, but that's just because the infrastructure is not there. We have old systems in place. It's so picky plastic is. So we were sending it off and now nobody's taking it. And so now I can't even tell you if the recycling program you're doing right now is even working. So that tells me that we need to switch to refuse and reuse. Well, obviously, you've heard so many different ideas out there, but today I really wanted to share one that was quite fun. I came across this young lady named Sammy Vance, who's from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she went to a church camp during the summer and had found out about these things called buddy benches. Essentially, they're benches that are put out all over the community, especially at schools, that are there to help decrease loneliness. So if a kid wants to play but doesn't have those communication skills yet to say, hi, can I play football? Can I go on the monkey bars with you? You would sit on that bench, and then everybody would notice it, and they go, awesome, here's a new friend. Well, as adults, we probably are like, oh, I don't see that working, but it's actually proven to be very effective in schools. So Sammy wanted to do that to her school because she knew that she had moments where she felt lonely as well and just didn't know how to ask to play yet. And so she went to her mom and said, let's bring these benches here, but I want to do something differently. Instead of buying a $900 new bench, I want to make it out of recycled plastic. Her mom was like, okay.
My mom's like, you're eight.
You're 8 years old. Recycled plastics, is that possible?
Right.
Sammy said, anything's possible, Mom. Let's do it. Her mom finds this place in Indiana, and they're called Green Tree Plastics, greentreeplastics.com. And they will take recycled plastic caps and lids specifically, and they will turn them into benches. So 200 pounds of plastic caps will turn it into a 6-foot bench. And Sammy was so excited. She's like, yes, let's do that. So she rallied up her friends, wrote this comic, and gave it to the principal and convinced him that this was a great idea to get two buddy benches at their school. So he said yes, was incredibly supportive, and she went on this amazing marketing campaign in her hometown to collect thousands of plastic caps and lids, and the whole town got into it. They started collecting them at baseball games. Local businesses collected them. They took a bunch at the marathon and eventually got not only two benches for her school, but several benches for schools within the entire area, building her confidence and getting such great support from adults. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty amazing. And one of the things I want to talk with you about is in your work, you've been innovative and trying to, you know, figure out new ways to, you know, talk to people and come up with solutions. That a solution that deals with, you know, multiple layers of problems would come from an 8-year-old probably doesn't surprise you.
No, it doesn't surprise me. That's because I speak to people and kids on a regular basis, children and adults, and I'm constantly hearing, unfortunately, they're stressed. They're worried. At a young age, they're already knowing a lot about this stuff. And obviously, as parents, sometimes we want to hide all that stuff from them, but it doesn't solve the issue. They're still going to have to deal with it when they become adults. So it's really exciting to share the information with the kids and then say, well, why isn't anybody doing anything about this? Why aren't we picking up more? Why aren't we fixing the recycling? Why aren't we turning the plastic into different things like clothes and shoes and playground equipment and roads and new toothbrushes and yogurt cups? They're not distracted by adulting like we are. So they're just
excited and full of ideas. They're not jaded yet. And so, you know, we try really hard in our field to listen to kids because they do have that excitement and enthusiasm. And every once in a while, they share an idea that I'm like, wow, I could have never thought of that. And Sammy is getting so well known for this that she has gotten over 40 million views combined on all of her videos that have been shared on Upworthy and HuffPost. The Today Show had heard her mom come on, which was huge exposure. Reese Witherspoon, Martha Stewart have retweeted and shared her story and how successful she has been because she has gotten her enthusiasm and success of this project not only out in Indiana, but in every single state in our country. She has a group in India that collected well over 500 cups in just an hour. So now internationally, people are starting to collect cups and lids to create their own buddy benches, in not just in their schools, but at hospitals, universities, and throughout the community, because she believes that it's every plastic cup counts and that we all sometimes get lonely and we all need each other. And it doesn't just have to be an 8-year-old in a school. It could be us too.
Right. So one of the things that this brings up as well is, you know, if you can collect over 500 caps in 1 hour, that means that there is a whole ton of plastic around that's waiting to be gathered. Some people have been doing a lot on Facebook with plastic straws as an awareness. And I was reading something someone wrote the other day about, it's not just about getting rid of your straw. It's about paying attention to your own consumerism and the carelessness with which you go out throughout your day for convenience sake. Talk a little bit about how do we become more aware? Because Sammy's story, if nothing else, is a story about awareness, not only about somebody who might be lonely, but about being a consumer. How are you getting your water? How are you getting your apple juice or what have you? And what happens to all those things that you're using when you have better things to think about? Let's talk about awareness a little bit. How do we go throughout our day paying attention without getting overwhelmed by just the magnitude of the problem?
First of all, I feel like I noticed at a young age that this was a problem. I do remember people bringing up recycling, you know, in the early 80s. And I remember hearing all the time people saying, well, I've done my part. I cut this six-ring plastic thing so that, you know, an animal wouldn't get entangled into it. But I remember when water bottles came out and I was probably 8 and looking at my mom be like, we have free water coming out of this thing. So I think for me, it really took, once I started traveling and spending more time in nature and then it being disrupted by seeing all the waste. And then when I started working with animals, I started seeing how that waste was impacting their lives. And if you've ever seen an animal perish from entanglement or plastic, it's pretty traumatizing. And so when you see that, it sticks with you. I try really hard not to go to the extreme because there's pain and suffering everywhere with animals and humans. But it is something that really struck me and was like, you know what? I don't know 100% why I'm here and what the whole purpose of all this is, but I do know that there's something really important about loving and respecting where we get our food and water and how we collaborate and connect with each other and wildlife around us. And it just seems really silly for us to just buy some of these things just out of convenience when our parents never needed this. We didn't need this. I didn't have it at one point and I was just fine without it. And so I think there's a point where straw works. I worked in that campaign for 15 years and it's just now hitting and peaking. And that's awesome. But unfortunately, it's not just a straw. But the straw is kind of like a gateway for you. You touch it, you can see it, and then you look up and you see how many straws are in everybody else's beverages. And you're in one restaurant, in one city, in one state, in one country, in the globe. There's 500 million straws that are used every single day. But that's just straws. I think it's easy to touch it and see it, but what I hope from there is that something snaps in your brain and makes you go, whoa, it's not just straws. What about the packaging on all of my clothing and on my food and around my shoes? And, what about all the packaging on all of our toiletries? It's just so much deeper than that. And so, yes, you can get overwhelmed very easily. Trust me, I've been there and I continue to go there here and there. It does happen. But I think the best thing that you can do to overcome that and stay hope is to
do something. Don't just point fingers. Don't roll your eyes. Don't hide in a corner. Don't yell on Facebook to the world about how things should be. Do something. Because Sammy's doing something, and she's 8, and she's rocking it. And I believe in us. And I know you can get benches in our towns and cities in South Dakota, but there's some of you that are so creative that can not only decrease plastic usage in your own personal life and home, but you have the luxury and power and capability and ideas and talent to maybe come up with another idea. Maybe it's not a bench. Maybe it's something else. And understand that that does contribute to all of us, all of our health.
You can learn more about Sammy's Bench at sammysbuddybenchproject.com, and you can find Stephanie Arney at stephaniearney.com. When you look at some of those creative ideas, we're also talking about sort of a demand of saying we want more innovative businesses who are doing things like that. Do you see that more and more in your work, that there are companies that are reacting to the need and saying we can make this out of plastic, or we can reduce plastic in this way? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, that is what is incredibly exciting about this time frame. It's sometimes humans, we need to hit rock bottom before we wake up and we see the true problem. And sometimes it takes that before we really are like, whoa, we need to do something about this. And magically some idea comes to us and we're like, whoa, I can turn this plastic, this old plastic that's been floating in the ocean or was in somebody's recycling bin, I actually have the idea to turn this into yoga pants or shoes. And you're starting to see more and more people that are seeing that there's a demand. There's a problem, there's demand, and now there's this resource that's floating around. Why aren't we using that resource to make money and to decrease pollution in the planet? And so for me, it's really cool when I see people, you know, taking these plastics and turning it now into swim gear. That's not only a swimsuit, but it's also SPF and dries quickly. I really love seeing Adidas coming up with their shoes. I love seeing all these people coming up with solutions for straws, cups, lids, to-go containers. It's just really neat to see even that next level where people take plastic and turn it into roads and playground equipment and are using it in car parts. It's just really, there's nothing that cannot turn be something that was formerly plastic. So let's do that. Let's turn that into a resource and look at it no differently than we would look at corn or oil or wind or sun or whatever it may be that you see as a resource. Let's do it.
All right. And you don't have to be lonely because lots of people are out there doing it with you. Stephanie Arney, you can find her also on Instagram and stephaniearney.com. Hey, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Have a great day, everyone.